Okay, we are back at the commission meeting at 12th floor of the state capitol for the admin portion of the meeting. I'll call this to order. We have five items on consent. I move passage of those items.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Since none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay, thanks, Daryl. On to discussion matters with the commission. Number one is Brian. Both of these, well, no, maybe the second one is Jerry, but first one, Brian.
Yes, ma'am. We received a notification that Ottertail wanted a permanent PCNN, and we also received notification that McLean Electric disagrees. So I don't think there was much sense other than just scheduling a hearing, because it's one of those things that an informal, I don't know that flushes out the level of detail we'll need, and it's really, you can't decide unless you get things put together. So I just wanted to bounce that by the two of you, and if you agree, just schedule it and make it work.
I did check with Ottertail on it, and waiting to hear back on them, but that it could go away.
It could go away? Yeah. I mean, they're going to give it to McLean Electric?
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, I think we schedule a hearing, and if they don't work it out, then we got a hearing. Otherwise, we waste time.
This would be, we've already had the notice of opportunity issued, and we got an objection to that. So.
How much time do we have? I mean, is there a time limit on
this? You know,
scheduling a hearing?
I'd give them a chance to work it out first and see if it goes away. But if you want to schedule a hearing date, we sure can stick it out a month or so.
Well, to Julie's question, what is the current date elapse?
Well, I guess they need some time to prepare their cases and stuff, too, if they're going to do this.
Okay.
And
well, I guess
I'd like to stick it out a ways.
I'm fine waiting a little bit if we need to, but I wanted to get the, because this is new information that you didn't share with me until just now.
And so, I was going to ask you yesterday. Remember, I couldn't remember what I was going to say.
Yeah, that was it.
That was it.
Well, the point being, I think this Ottertail and McLean Electric both know that if they don't work this out, that we want a hearing on it. So I guess that incentivizes their discussion. But I don't want, so there's a business owner out there that needs somebody to serve them power. Is the end of the day. Well, I don't want to dilly-dally around.
Well, and that's why I have some concerns about just waiting. We can give them some more time to try and settle this and then start our process, and it takes a while to get it ready for the paper, and it has to be so many days and all that. But if we wait even 2 weeks for that, I suppose that moves the end date of all this back another 2 weeks, and if those people are waiting for power...
Well, wait, they've got a temporary power. They're getting...
They didn't ask for one, but that is the purpose of the temporary authorities. Is we don't want anybody out.
But Ottertail wants permanent authority in their request.
Yeah, but you know, if somebody's looking for power now, then we have the temporary authorities for them to do that. So our whole objective is not to have a customer out there waiting while the utilities fight over who gets to serve them.
Can you tell how far did they have to build an extension to serve them?
I don't know.
And they do that at their own risk. They could lose that.
Yeah.
And so if Ottertail is the temporary, I'm assuming Ottertail has the temporary authority.
No, they don't.
They didn't ask.
They didn't ask. That's
nobody's
what's weird.
Asked for it, which would imply that the customer didn't need it right away.
But, oh, I see. Okay.
Or
I can check a little more on that.
Well, I mean, if Randy's interested in setting a hearing date, I don't see a downside to it other than just a little bit of staff time.
Really, I just threw that out there. I'm with the portfolio holder on this.
Well, I like the idea of putting a date out there to keep the pressure on them, as long as you two aren't against that. I don't know, Julie, what your thoughts are.
Well, I just don't know that it necessarily works to put the pressure on them. It might just make them say, oh, we'll just go to the hearing and work it out there. And so I would rather allow them time to settle it without us.
Okay.
My preliminary hearing back from Ottertail on it was... they think there might be some kind of misunderstanding going on, and give them a day or two to get it straight.
Well, how about this one? The next item I'm probably going to ask for a special meeting from my colleagues on. So if they don't, we'll give them to what day is today. If we need to do a special meeting between the next meeting, we could maybe entertain that idea. But just don't give them forever, Jerry. And then if we still have no resolve for our next meeting, let's just schedule it the next meeting.
Well, maybe you can get the details of the customer, what they need and when they need it, too. Yeah. You know, so we are working with that full knowledge as well.
Actually, I was hoping to hear back from Otter Tail by now. So
you need to hear back from Clan Electric, too. Yeah. They're the ones that file. I mean, there's two sides to this story.
Yeah.
Of course, Otter Tail is going to say that there's a misconception. And Clan's going to say, no, it's not. It's our load. That's...
At this point, it appears to me that Otter Tail will either withdraw their application or goes to hearing.
Yeah, there we go. That's the way I was thinking, too, because McLean's not going to back down.
Or McLean withdraws its objection.
Right.
We're together for a director's meeting next Tuesday.
Okay.
I would think we could schedule a hearing pretty quickly.
All right.
Add a notice and schedule it next Tuesday if we wanted to. So.
Okay.
That'd give them almost a week.
All right. Very good. Number two is also yours, Brian.
Well, this is one that you heard my comments earlier today, but the last time we had the work session was the thought process of getting a letter to the Game and Fish, and then we'd have to then incorporate that into the record. But since that work session that we had, I really think that we really need to open this back up for a hearing and make the single issue be the impacts of the eagle nest to the project, something very tight, and we can then incorporate any of the Game and Fish comments. If the Fish and Wildlife Service decides to show up that day, they can. We really flush out the record completely on the issue of eagles, and then we make a decision right after. I mean, I think it'll be a very tight hearing, but we have to incorporate the comments from the Game and Fish into the record anyway. I think I would just soon open it up for a hearing on just that specific issue. And had that queued up, but Jack and I couldn't coordinate that ahead of time just because of schedules for today, so it felt appropriate just to withdraw it for now. So I'm pretty adamant about having a hearing on it, but I could get outvoted too.
Did we get any information back from Fish and Wildlife? I mean, well, either Game and Fish or Fish and Wildlife.
I did speak with the director, and he said he is taking a look at it, but that was a couple of weeks ago, and we have not received anything back yet this time.
See, my thought process.
Is that the director of Game and Fish?
Or Game and Fish.
Yeah. My thought process was that we can't make these folks respond, but we open it back up for a single issue hearing, and if they choose to come, that's great. If they don't, well, then we gave them one more chance. We've done our everything due diligence to get all the possible information from these agencies on the record, and I certainly hope they come. But if they don't come, it's really on them for not doing what they need to be doing, because we're seeking their input.
Well, how this is a legal question. How does doing that now differ from when we did it the first time? Opened it up and invited all these folks to comment and give us their information, et cetera. I guess I feel like we've already done that in the first hearing and in the previous the letters that went out ahead of that in the application process.
The parties did have all their opportunity to come to the hearing and make statements or state the concerns. However, there were those late filed exhibits and there was new information involved with that. So the commission does deem it is in the public interest to investigate this further. With another hearing, they are able to do that. We would have to file a motion to reopen the record and set out a notice for hearing.
And remind me again what the information was, because I don't have it sitting in front of me.
It was the additional map with clarifying the eagle's nest.
And the information stated that there was no active eagle nest in the project area.
Within 4.5 miles, Jerry, if I'm correct, like 2.3 and 4.5.
Yeah, there were two, and then there was another one like 30 miles.
18 miles, I think they stated away.
And what did we know prior to the hearing about and during the hearing about this issue?
During the hearing, we were told in testimony that there was some mistake or something with the Fish and Wildlife alerting on the eagle's nest issue, and there really wasn't one there. And then
there
afterwards,
being where? Well, in the project area?
It was
or?
Within the site. If I remember correctly, within the study area, and from that study area that was done, it was actually the project area was made smaller. They gave us an updated map showing us where the eagle's nests were compared to the project area.
Okay, but the timing on this matters, and exactly what we knew matters. So this sounds vague, what you're just describing. What did we know at the hearing, and how is that different from what we found out after the hearing?
At the hearing, we knew the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, they were not for the sighting of this of this project without further, I guess, studies that would have probably involved U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The information that we had there was that there was an eagle's nest within the study area, and with there were some questions of where those that eagle's okay. nest were. The final project area, of course, is much smaller than the study area, and they give us an updated map showing us the updated eagle's nest map, and I believe that was a little bit different than what we had when we saw at the actual hearing and before the hearing. However, at this time, there was the new eagle's nest, the two within the close proximity are not within the project area.
Okay, so
probably still would have been within that study area.
So during the hearing, prior to the hearing, we knew the Fish and Wildlife said, we don't like this, you should move it because there's active eagle nests within the project area. Then during the hearing, we said, please clarify this. So they went out and clarified, no, they aren't. They're out. We made this project smaller, and they're outside the project area. Is that a correct?
I think there's a little bit switching around with terminology from U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. And at that time, the project area was the whole study area. And so it was a much larger area, I believe, than the final, what was submitted to us. So there, when they were, I think, using project area,
I see.
I think it was a larger area, too.
So the project area was the study area, and then they refined the project area after the hearing to say it's smaller. Now these eagle nests are outside of it. And so they basically said then, we're not planning to change the project because we've clarified these are outside of our.
I thought they said at the hearing that there was a mistake in the database and there was no eagle's nest there.
There was that as well.
And then they clarified it with an affidavit afterwards saying that, well, we've got three eagle's nests, but one of them's like 20 miles away, but we've got two more of them that are within 3 or 4 miles of the project area. And
well, this points to my, that's why I want another hearing on it, because you can get into project area study, or at the end of the day, there's three eagle's nests that I'd like to clarify what is the risk to those eagles by this wind farm being in there and the appropriate setbacks. Yes, these nests are not in the project area, but the project area, in my mind, could be clearly in the range that these eagles move. And so that's the area, the issue to me that's got to be flushed out. Because at this point, I'm not moving a move. I will not approve the wind farm until I get more information. So that's where I'm at right now.
Well, I'm afraid that we won't hear anything from it, either of them, and we will have no different information with which to make our decision after.
And we'll be
the
able
fact.
To ask the company questions in more detail. We'll be able to clean up the record, and we'll be able to clearly show that we've done our due diligence to ask the questions, and then we can ask questions. There's a lot of information out there on that's not in the record on U.S. Fish and Wildlife studies on what bald eagles are, and so I would intend at that hearing to offer some of the Fish and Wildlife documents into our record. They've got plans, they've got ideas what they think setbacks should be for bald eagles from airports. They talk about high consequence areas, so there's things we could bring into the record to base a decision on those documents. So, and those are not in the record right now, but I've read through those. I'd like to get those in a record. So I guess the long and short of today's discussion was I'm going to have Jack put together a motion, and I just wanted to flesh it out with the two of you because I can't do anything with one vote is about what it comes down to.
Well, and I can't do anything with one vote either. I worry that this project is dragging on so long and they're waiting for us to move some of the other pieces of this thing that, you know, it's a pretty strong community-based project. They've spent years working on it, and I just...
Well, their interconnection is not approved yet. The point of it is that...
Is this involved in the interconnection agreement at all? I thought there was some component of this that would help support the interconnection agreement. Our permit.
I'm sure once our permit is issued, if issued, that helps them in all in a lot of different areas.
I'm trying to recall where they're interconnecting at, but if it's in the MISO queue, the state permit is one of the things that you can use to show that you move ahead into the definitive planning stage of the queue process. So. It's not absolutely required, but it is something our permit is an indication that the project is moving forward and it keeps going through the queue that way.
I would be comfortable with what we have today on record, but
I think
we'll support what you guys decide.
I think certainly, probably with any of us, but certainly when the portfolio holder is seeking more information, I am comfortable with reopening this.
So how do
we do
it?
The notice is what, 20 days?
The notice for the hearing will be 20 days. We do have to give 10 days opportunity to object to the reopening of the record, and then we could.
Then you can issue a notice.
Well, I believe we probably can do them both at the same time. I'm going to have to look into that, but we may be able to do them both at the same time.
Well, and that's the point of, and I'll say this, I have no concerns of the project other than this. So you know, that's there's no other, so the focus of this is just that small issue, and I'd like to have it in Bismarck if that's legal.
That was my next question.
I think it is, but...
We think so.
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
Well, no, that...
We talked about that. We think we can have the hearing here since you had one there already.
And that makes it easier for the parties that would likely show up to come here. I mean, the company will come back in. We can ask our questions. We can button it up, and we could make a decision pretty quick. I guess what I'm trying to get to is when I think about we've had Eagle testimony on power lines and things like that, and it's very been good testimony, but you got the Eagle wingspan is 7 feet max. The power lines are farther apart than that, so they're not going to get injured. There's a mitigation there. You put the bird flight deflectors, there's a mitigation there. We don't have a mitigation plan or even idea how to mitigate from Eagle's nests that are clearly in their area. The wind farm is in their roaming area. So do we give a 1 mile buffer? Do we give a half mile buffer? There's information out there that the service has recommended things. So I just think for us just to go through and say it's okay. That's what
frustrating that they don't offer those kinds of information when they're asked the first time.
Well, that was the same pinch we got in with the habitat conservation plans for whooping cranes. They would not come to our hearings on whooping cranes. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden they got some mandate from higher that they could tell that without them showing up, there was no more wind development going to happen. Then all of a sudden the habitat conservation plan became part of every hearing, and the company said, we'll do this, this, and this. So then it was no longer an issue. I just see that the Eagle issue is going to become a bigger issue. The Courtney wind farm that I was just at Friday, that was a big issue. That delayed it almost 2 years, but it was on the front end. By the time they got to us, it was worked out. Where that's I think that as we continue to site wind farms, this will not go away.
And how is this different than how we handled the Courtney wind farm? Because I thought that what we were originally heading down with how we proceeded at the hearing and after the hearing and what was proposed to be included in the order pretty much mirrored what we had in the Courtney order.
There was more discussion back and forth early with the different avian agencies and the wind company than there ever was in this case. There wasn't the ambiguity of what they studied and what was where. It was just there was one nest. It was a lot clearer for everyone at the hearing and afterwards. And the agencies were at that dedication, so you can tell that they're working together on all this. That to me is a big difference. XL really went out above and beyond to meet with these agencies and consult, where that's not happening now. So how quick can we do this? Get a motion together and then we...
I could probably get this done by tomorrow.
Can we schedule a special meeting, Madam Chair?
We sure can.
So we would ask for a hearing date?
I plan to be down at the Lignite Energy Council from 9 until 1, but could certainly do something right away at like 8:30, or if you want to do it at 1. It looks like there's an OMS meeting that might involve some of you. 1:30, 2.
Earlier is better, I think.
Okay. Let me look at something.
And it's one issue, and we could be by phone, Rancher. I know you're traveling to another meeting tomorrow.
Well, that'll be the situation later in the morning, but I thought that the activities start down there at 8, but I was going to bed early. I don't have it on my calendar.
I looked at where I felt I needed to, when I needed to be there, which was more like 9.
Be there at 8, but I
could do it at 11 or something, and we could call in.
I sure would.
There should be somebody here.
I'll be here.
I won't be here at 11.
I can be here at 11.
Okay.
My name is
We can have two of us call in. That's
yeah, we can have three of us call in.
Okay.
And I'll make sure. And who do I tell to authorize Charlene to sign?
Say it during the meeting.
Okay.
So 11 o'clock tomorrow?
11 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay. And do we have anything else we need to clean up? Jerry, if you know what, if you've heard out from back from Otter Tail by then, or McLean Electric.
I will see if I can get a hold of them and get an update from them on it. And I'll find out when the people need the power, too.
So we should find a date that works for the three of us. We're going to have a meeting. Well, they dropped that to scheduling, I guess.
So we'll also schedule for this, then, hearing.
If that's okay with you, ma'am.
Okay. We're done with this one. All right. Anything else for discussion? Then moving down to scheduling. Let's do this hearing first and then the work session on MDU gas rate increase. Well, maybe we need to do this tomorrow because you guys have to count out the dates and all that business. Yeah, we'll probably have to schedule the hearing for the roulette thing tomorrow.
So if you want, we can give you a notice to fill in the date. And then
yeah, we'll do that.
I was just looking at the dates that might be available are for the October 30th and November 2nd. I look at the calendars just as a... I hear what you're saying, but I just think that I look at the calendar, it's already pretty full.
Yeah. Well, and we wouldn't be able to go much earlier than that probably anyways.
Right.
I was looking before it going into November with it. And
yep, those dates both work.
At that point, the hearing examiner wasn't available on the 6th, but otherwise we were pretty open.
I wouldn't be available on the 6th, but October 30th and November 2nd I would be.
Mm-hmm. Same for me.
Well, let's use those as the dates because we got 20 days notice, so, and publishing.
Let us count the days on the publishing then if we're issuing the thing tomorrow.
Okay, so those are two possibilities, October 30th and November 2nd.
Right. Well, why don't we just pick one, though? That's where I'm getting at that.
Well, because he needs to do the admin of law, judge, and all that business.
All right.
Good count point. The dates and all that.
No, this is for all that, right?
Yeah. Okay, work session on MDU. Do you have anything in mind, Brian, for that
just
work session?
As soon as we can put it in our schedule, the late filed exhibit we asked for is in, and I think we just have to make a decision. And I'd like to just have a chance to talk where you two are at.
Are you going to Fargo on Friday?
I will be in Fargo Friday.
Okay.
I'm going over for the transportation stuff tomorrow night. But that can
I don't have very many things. Next week I'm tied up, shot. What about tomorrow afternoon? Are you leaving? You guys?
I'm gone tomorrow afternoon.
We've got a 9 o'clock work session on Monday and a 10 o'clock mark thing and 11. So we could do it at 11 on Monday or 1:30 on Monday. Kind of filling up Monday. But
tied up in the afternoon. Let's do, Stacy, you and I'll have to reschedule our consumer. 11 Monday, does that work for you, Randy? 11 on the 5th?
I don't anticipate it being very long.
It's right after our Mark discussion.
Yes, that works for me.
Okay, so Monday the 5th. At 11 for the work session, the MDU rate increase. All right. Then these 2016 quarterly Lake Knight Energy Council meetings. I was a year off.
They all looked fine to me.
I don't even have them, but I'd say just put them on and let's go with it.
Well,
Randy has the dates.
I don't have them with me, but I do know immediately that December 5th doesn't work.
And so it'd be nice if we could work with them and see if we can either move that back 1 week or forward a week or forward 2 weeks. But for me, any of the other...
You mean December of 2016?
Correct. December 5th will be the opening of the organizational session. Who knows what we might want to be able to be doing, so I think we should keep that free.
Just do it the 12th then.
Okay. Do you have those dates that Jim worked out, Dean?
I have March 7th, June 6th, September 12th, and then 5th was questionable. And I don't know if Jim found anything out on that 5th.
Well, the other let's option tentatively is to just wait. I mean, it's still more than a year away. It doesn't have to be scheduled right now.
Let's put this on for 2 weeks from now, and by then Jim will be back, and let's see if there's a problem with the 12th or the 19th or going back into November to that last Monday. I looked as after Thanksgiving. So,
quite honestly, I'm fine with you guys just picking a date. It's so far in advance that at this point, I don't care which date it's on. Just put it out there and we'll make it work one way or another.
The other three closer ones are fine with everybody.
Yeah, right now they are. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. So you'll take care of that. Anything else for scheduling?
Commissioner, one other thing. I was, a few days ago I spoke with Brian Schmidt, who's on the Lindell Wind Project. And if you remember from the Roulette case, we had a certification that was altered. And I was wondering if you'd like me to add that certification document to the administration of the special meeting tomorrow to possibly just speak about changing it to what we agreed upon in the Roulette hearing.
Is it our template that's been altered, or they have made changes to it?
At the hearing, there was one provision that the company wasn't agreeable to, and we addressed it at the hearing. And we
what hearing? We haven't had the hearing yet.
Roulette hearing.
Oh, okay.
Document for that Roulette hearing. And we wrote in three additional provisions essentially into the order to address that, that I believe the commissioners were comfortable with. And I was wondering if we would be able to possibly put down the special meeting to speak about it, to alter the current
template
that we have for future wind.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine with adding that. Sure. Just in discussion.
In discussion.
Yep. Very good.
That's something we're going to address tomorrow. Is that what you said?
And then will they get a copy of that ahead of the hearing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the intent.
Good. Anything else? All right. We are adjourned. Thank you.